Blackstone Audio presents Phineas Finn, The Irish Member by Anthony Trollope. Chapter 1. Phineas Finn proposes to stand for Loughshane. Dr. Finn of Killaloe in County Clare was as well known in those parts, the confines, that is, of the counties Clare, Limerick, Tipperary, and Galway, as was the bishop himself, who lived in the same town and was as much respected. Many said that the doctor was the richer man of the two, and the practice of his profession was extended over almost as wide a district. Indeed, the bishop, whom he was privileged to attend, although a Roman Catholic, always spoke of their dioceses being conterminate. It will therefore be understood that Dr. Finn, Malachy Finn was his full name, had obtained a wide reputation as a country practitioner in the west of Ireland. And he was a man sufficiently well-to-do, though that boast made by his friends that he was as warm a man as the bishop had but little truth to support it. Bishops in Ireland, if they live at home, even in these days, are very warm men, and Dr. Finn had not a penny in the world for which he had not worked hard. He had, moreover, a costly family, 5 daughters and 1 son, and, at the time of which we are speaking, no provision in the way of marriage or profession had been made for any of them. Of the one son, Phineas, the hero of the following pages, the mother and 5 sisters were very proud. The doctor was accustomed to say that his goose was as good as any other man's goose, as far as he could see as yet, but that he should like some very strong evidence before he allowed himself to express an opinion that the young bird partook, in any degree, of the qualities of a swan, from which it may be gathered that Dr. Finn was a man of common sense. Phineas had come to be a swan in the estimation of his mother and sisters by reason of certain...